This is a special edition Locked On Chiefs. We have a little bit to talk about that came out after the week, and we want to make sure you hear it before you get to the game on Sunday. Dee Ford has gone to IR. His season is over with. That back ailment has been the cause. He has not been available for the Chiefs, and he is not going to be available for the rest of this season. That is a blow to a Chiefs team that needs pass rush in a bad way. In addition, Tom Bahaly has not practiced. As of Friday, he is listed as questionable for the Sunday game against the Raiders, and we are in a place where pass rush is the one thing that can protect this failing secondary in the back. So what we are seeing is something that both scheme as well as player evolution has to happen right now, right this minute. Because without any aspect of Dee Ford and without Tom Bahaly, who probably, even despite being listed as questionable rather than out, is probably not an option to come in and provide some pass rush. You're looking at Frank Zombo starting. You're looking at Tano Pazniok playing. Maybe we even see Terrence Smith at some point. Not sure. But they have to get to the quarterback. Without Marcus Peters in the back, this team is looking like there is a whole lot of opportunity to give up big plays. You're looking at Terrence Mitchell, maybe Darrell Revis, playing the majority of the snaps along with Steven Nelson. Steven Nelson has struggled as of late. We all know about the ups and downs of Terrence Mitchell. Now, Revis played 30-some-odd snaps in his first contest, but was not able to go the distance. Still playing into shape. Maybe he can give a better performance in what will still be probably limited snaps. The question mark is, how much does Philip Gaines have to play, and is he able to keep things in front of him? Is he able to contest passes? Did not play well against the Raiders the first time around, and it's going to be a contest that they're going to need to rely on him, I think, more. Terrence Mitchell also struggled against the Raiders last time out as well, so a lot of disadvantage in the pass game. And that brings us back to the one thing that can help that secondary is providing pressure on Carr. Now, we talked about Dee Ford and Tom Bahaly. The other thing that has to happen is the Chiefs have to have some kind of push from the interior linemen. Chris Jones, Raheem Nunez-Roches, Benny Logan on downs when he's in the two-man set inside. They have to get pressure up through the interior three of that Raiders offensive line, which is pretty stout. It's a tall order, but they have to get it done. If they allow Carr to sit back there and take his time, survey the field, this is going to be a very, very long day for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Chris Jones probably has the best chance of making an impact there through the middle. Now, the only thing that I would say is there could be an option if Bob Sutton can get a little more creative and start blitzing with guys like KPL and Reggie Ragland. We've seen Derek try to blitz, and he's just a touch slower than he has been in past seasons. And really, he's not got the upper body strength anymore to really power through. Rip moves aren't really his thing. He's not going to be able to penetrate against that interior three, as well as I think the younger two guys, particularly Ragland. Ragland rushed from the outside against Alabama at times, and I think he's still got a little bit of that in him. I want to see Bob Sutton use him on dogs and stunts inside and take those A-gaps, whether they fake it and drop somebody else out or they run twists. Use Reggie Ragland to get in Derek Carr's face, and I think that's the best prognosis for what they can do against the pass. In addition, they need Ragland to have a good game. Marshawn Lynch is continuing to come on here late in the season, and Ragland looks to be the one guy that might be able to go toe-to-toe with him. Not quite the same Marshawn Lynch of old, and Ragland's obviously still young, but that's the matchup that might be the marquee on that side of the run game. One other note, along with this special edition, we wanted to cover a little bit of John Dorsey. Got hired in Cleveland. Cleveland's a mess. Sashi Brown was let go. John's brought in. What it means for the Cleveland Browns is a complete change in culture. Not dissimilar to what happened in the Chiefs when you let Pioli and Haley go. You needed something to rebound and really turn the whole franchise around, and that was important. You're likely to see the same kind of process begin in Cleveland. They say that the first priority for him is the QB. I think he's got somebody in DeShone Kizer. I'm not sure Hugh's the guy any longer that has the patience to get it done, although I think Hugh's great with quarterbacks. We'll have to see what happens there, but look for some parallels going on in Cleveland to what we saw early in the Andy Reid Dorsey regime here in Kansas City. And the other interesting thing is, like we've seen with what's gone on with other Chiefs players departing and going elsewhere where they're appreciated by ex-Chiefs executives. Expect John Dorsey to be in the hunt for a lot of the same players. Brett Veach supposedly comes down and has a similar philosophy in terms of athleticism and guys that he wants to draft. Probably a lot of the same targets in free agency due to athleticism, experience, and that kind of thing. The two franchises are going to mirror each other now. And John Dorsey may be in a position to extract some revenge about his firing and block or beat the Chiefs to some players as they try to acquire them. So keep an interested eye out for that, too. I will be definitely paying attention and give you updates along the way as we go into the off season and prepare for the draft. If you're starting to think draft already, make sure you check out Rogue Analytics. That's rogueapc.com. It's where all the athleticism analytics, the star charts, and everything are at. Check that out. You can buy last year's guide and lots of information in that. But we'll be doing the same process going forward as we go into the 2018 draft. So keep an eye out for that. The last thing that the Chiefs need is to not be able to defend the pass or get to the passer. So cross your fingers. Let's see if the Chiefs can get something done. I think the pass rush is going to be the thing that gets it done. So let's see if Tom Pasino can take a step forward or if Bob Sutton can dial something up. Maybe Justin Houston has another breakout game like he's had sporadically. That's really the key to this game. Thank you for listening to the special edition. We'll be back with you with game reaction late Sunday night.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review. And reach out to us on Twitter, at Ryan Tracy NFL and at Chris Clark NFL. We'll talk to you next time.